ABC Radio Australia.
So this was a Coral Sea project where Australia is a main funder law. This was a project for Tekem Kam Fast Internet law, Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea. Government law, Prime Minister, Rick Hoad, signed him last year with them, government law, Malcolm Turnbull, Australia. Now, earlier in July, at a lame cables here, law Honiara, for this fella project, if I'm ready for start, and it should be operational by end of this fella year. But one for situation that come up this time where okata landowners blow foreshore law area law Honiara okata contest them how na government him go to acquire him this fella land for cable him land come law Honiara. So this fella cable by him land ashore law one for area cosap law office by Prime Minister law Point Cruz, and then by him go up go law main station for distribute him internet connection, yeah, Los Solomons.
So him got him, somebody him challenge him, landowner challenge him acquisition of land, yeah?
Yes. So one fellow group where Okata been holding registration for title for foreshore area, Okata go ahead for question him, how na government go ahead for take him land there without permission blockata or without negotiation, and Okata go to High Court or the file him case. And case here by Thursday na by High Court hear him for mention. Now the same time Okata also apply for one for injunction, yeah. Ota like him waka for him stop law Coral Sea project there, especially the area where him going to take place this time. Now this for injunction yeah, but court hear him law number 13 September. So him treat him as some two for separate cases. Him know the situation right now with them Coral Sea project. Miss Bin story with them contractor or company where I'm not going to install them cable there. Okata say, I don't like comment because situation with them lands, him issue blow Solomon Islands government for deal with them. So me go ahead for talk with them, one fellow landowner group here, named blow him Charles Keku Silivi. I'm not paramount chief of Tandai tribe. And this one, what them tell him come about this fellow case where him go ahead law High Court this time.
Okay, this fellow case, me fellow file him law High Court. Me fellow file him one fellow case law High Court. Early this year, because government have wanted compulsory acquire him now land lo foreshore lo Honiara.
And what na main problem lo this one lo this fella?
I think lo legality lo this fella ownership lo this fella foreshore, because lo understanding lo mi fella only customary land you save compulsory acquire him. But because mi fala garem perpetual estate title lo full po so I have finished here. So why in government you want a compulsory acquirem time you save that there's a owner already?
The government have been negotiate or talk with them you fala if on them perpetual estate title?
Lo first time I got to call mi fala for doing one for a round table, and then after mi fala doing one for a round table talk lo down lo Prime Minister's office. Attorney General him invite him Okata another people more for go and then deal with him Okata according to lo this fella cable issue too.
This fella groundbreaking ceremony we at the hall him recently, yeah? You fella part lo this fella groundbreaking or what na understanding blue you?
Me fella Okata original owners lo Honiara town city and owner lo this fella Poshoa. No any invitation and no anyone have me aware me fala lo that fala ceremony. This fala groundbreaking anyway.
What na if I like for come out lo this fala case where if I file him lo High Court?
Because such a big development of said, if there's a case him pending lo High Court, which is me fala file him against him this fala compulsory acquisition, there shouldn't be any land dealing him take place in Okata Poshoa. And Okata go ahead and do him this fella groundbreaking. And after this fella groundbreaking, me fella file him nara case, ma, which is me fella apply for one fella restraining order. This fella order, bye-bye, me fella go lo him lo test day, lo this fella test day, morning.
What na thinking blow you about this fella Coral Sea project there? If I am something, if I support him, or what na
me fella fully support him this fella project because he have a universal project for benefiting full Solomon Island as a whole. But the very big thing and the very important thing lo me fella got the title holder now is the respect of us where government him should give him respect lo me fella got the title holder and him sabe that there's somebody own that for sure.
Him paramount chief blong tandai where Honiara hemi stop long him Charles Keku Chilivi And hemi been story with him even Wasuka. Was we law side long lands department or got say what?
Side law government, attorney general na him represent him government law court on behalf of the Ministry of Lands. Now me ask him attorney general if I'm willing for comment on this one, but him say because case him active this time, him had for comment. But him refer me go to lands commissioner, Mr. Alan McNeil. Him respond out some for questions for me. Him say this fella case here, government go ahead for acquire him land there from the registered owners as part of the process. And this one him doing because Coral Sea Cable there, him inside the interest of the full nation, yeah, and what acquire him for public purpose because him benefiting Staka people.